She did not feel comfortable coming out and transitioning in El Salvador because the history of violence in that country is so extreme. So she described how she came here just hoping to have a better life. The conditions that she lived in are very similar to what other LGBT detainees are experiencing in solitary confinement, which is it's just isolation. It's a very depressing, very lonely experience. She did express that it was very tormenting, it was very depressing, it was a very traumatic experience overall. There's nothing for that person to do but worry, but become more traumatized by the fact that they're being isolated because of who they are.